Would favor and take after refer to looks or behavior or just what?
Well, it's according to what you were talking about at the time.
It could be either?
Either one.
And if a woman's going to have a child and say that she...
She's pregnant? You're talking about?
Did people used to use that word when you were growing up?
I didn't speak about being pregnant very much in those days.
What were they?
We didn't talk sex a lot in that day and time. That was very private.
What would they have said back then if they were referring to her condition?
I guess they would have said the same thing.
Did you ever hear any joking ways of saying pregnant or any kind of vulgar ways?
Oh, yes, but I won't repeat them.
Did you ever hear someone say she broke her leg or anything like that?
No, not that expression. I never heard that one.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be...
Midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Bastard.
Okay. How did that word sound?
Terrible. That sounded real bad. It still does.
Do you ever hear any other ways of saying that? Like, do you ever hear woods colt or briar patch baby or bush child?
No, not very much. No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever heard that.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
More loving, I guess.
And your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both his parents would be a...
Orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be a legal...
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
Relatives.
What else could you call them besides relatives?
Ten folks.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No relation.
And
no kin, whatever you want to call it.
You say either one? Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a...
Stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country, but who was a stranger?
Well, if they came from a long distance, somebody might accidentally call them a foreigner, I guess.
But like you wouldn't call me a foreigner from coming from Georgia?
I don't think we'd call you a foreigner, no.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher? Any old-fashioned names?
School mistress you're talking about years ago. They used to call them that sometimes. That was before my day. Probably in my mother's era.
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
A barrel maker?
Or, you know, it's a family name. Is the name of one of these roads way out towards Blanchard? That I think you said that woman lived off of?
Juvenile Road.
What's another road in that area?
Cooper Road.
Huh?
Cooper.
What would you call a married woman who had that last name? She'd be...
What do you mean? I don't know.
Well, is that his name Cooper as a family name? What would you call a married woman who was named that? She'd be... If you were introducing her to someone, you'd say, this is...
Miss Cooper.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Do you ever hear people say aunt instead of aunt?
Sure.
Who would say that?
Oh, I've known people that said it. My mom say it, pronounce it like that.
How does that sound to you?
Like they're putting on.